For CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Joshua Bullard, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative. The sights, sounds, and the flavors of the world have once again taken over Sherbrooke as the Festival des Traditions du Monde hosts its 29th edition. For 5 days, between August 12th to the 16th, thousands of visitors gather to experience diverse global cultures through music, food, and dance. But transforming an empty space into a bustling, multicultural village takes massive effort. I spoke with Jean-Charles Doyon, operations manager of the festival. Here's what he had to say.
What were the challenges and the most rewarding parts or moments of planning this event?
You know, we are now in the parking lot of the Saint-Julien-du-Champ. They have nothing, no electricity, no water. During the season, they have hockey game here. But now we built a town, a world town for everyone. They want to come here for 5 days.
So what are the types of activities or events that festival goers can experience this week?
You know, you have to come Thursday, because if you come at the first day, you want to come back. The rest of the week, you want to buy a passport, because everything is very, very good. We have 18 booths. You can eat over there, like, it's not a food truck, but it's booth. 18 different booths. And also we have a lot of tents. We have Irish pub, we have Latino pub, we have Orient, Palais de l'Orient. Everybody can go there. And if it's raining, it's no problem, like now.
Is there anything new this year that was implemented or introduced that festival goers might be expecting this year compared to other years?
Last year we built a new chapiteau, Latino chapiteau. And this is the second year. And just to do that chapiteau, it's very, very, very hard job. We are here since July 18, prepare the festival. And everything is new because it's new people, it's new face. And when you come here, you always have fun. And during the season, during the festival, everybody loves each other here.
So this event has been going on for so long. Each year we have a new event like this. Why do you think it's so important to plan this event and manage the operations with everything going on? Is there a meaning behind it?
Yeah, you know what? This year we celebrate 29. You go for next year, 30. And after 30 years, we know a lot of things at the event. We know a lot of things at the crowd. And the crowd is between 0 to 100 a year. It's a family event, and everybody from different countries came at the festival and enjoyed the festival. It's a love week for everyone.
Walking around the grounds of the Festival des Traditions du Monde, an introduction to the opening acts on the first day could be heard.
Ce sont 15 spectacles et ateliers et qui sont répartis sur 9 scènes. Donc nous sommes heureux aujourd'hui de vous accueillir.
Beyond the logistical feat, the festival is a celebration of diversity for residents and travelers alike. Local festival goer George Gibson says the event offers a unique window into a world of different cultures right here in the Eastern Townships.
Well, like I said, they came here because I was curious and I like to see the different cultures.
What does a day like this mean to you and like the community altogether?
Well, it's fun to see different cultures. It's fun to see, you know, the different people, you know, their origins and, you know, the way they dress. And hearing different languages also, it gives you the feeling that you want to travel. You know?
There's an importance in that, right?
Yeah.
There's an importance in that. If you could describe this, like, whole festival in one word, what would it be?
What would it be?
Yeah. Could you describe it in one word? Could it be two or three?
would be like a cultural event.
A cultural event? Is it exciting? Is it interesting? Is it...
Well, yeah. Well, different music. I'm into music a lot, so I'm a musician myself. So you know, I like to go see the different styles and all that. And I do like to try to learn different styles also.
Okay.
So that's interesting.
As I visited a local vendor from the Democratic Republic of Congo, she expressed in French the importance of understanding everyone's cultures and how that Quebec and Canada is an inviting place to live.
Pourquoi cet environnement est comme important?
Important parce qu'il faut qu'on échange des cultures. Il faut que les gens connaissent ma culture parce que moi j'ai adopté la culture.
Elle présente la rencontre de plusieurs cultures. On est là, je vois là-bas les Sénégalais, je vois les Libanais. On se met ensemble, il y a l'intégration, il y a le partage des cultures. Le Canada, le Québec, c'est une terre d'accueil. Nous nous accueillons mutuellement, nous nous acceptons mutuellement. Venez visiter, il y a beaucoup de bonnes choses.
Of course, musical exploration is at the heart of the festival's lineup. Among the performing artists is a Tehrani Drome, a band featuring musicians from Iran, Kyrgyzstan, Azerbaijan, Switzerland, and Moldova. Band leader Sergio Popa explains how their music aims to build bridges from different cultures and different backgrounds.
The reason we were thinking to name this band, this project this way, because we have musicians from everywhere, from Iran, from Kurdistan, from Azerbaijan, from Switzerland, from Moldova, and we're mixing Middle East with the Balkan countries. And tonight we're playing at the festival in Sherbrooke, amazing city, beautiful people, amazing energy. And this is our, it will be my third time playing at this festival.
So what does it mean to you and your band participating in this festival and playing for a big audience out there?
Yeah, for us it's very important that we to be present and to pass the message, because through the music we also can show there is peace. We can hopefully we can participate to peace, to love, to people of Sherbrooke and province Quebec and Canada, and to discover these beautiful communities and the countries and the styles of music. So our motto, our logo, it's sort of like to spread the beautiful styles of music, the love, the peace, and to reunite everyone on the stage from different corners of the world. And we just arrived, actually we had a long music tour in Switzerland, in Europe, and we just arrived 2 days ago. We spent maybe over a month of festivals in Europe, and we were excited and very happy to share this music with the Sherbrooke and Quebecois, Canadians, and everyone who are at this festival.
So lastly, after your performance, what do you hope that the audience remembers most about your band and your music? Do you have a message that you would like to send out to the world?
Yes, it's a very complex question, very interesting question. The message, like every artist, we want that people to go home full of energy, to have amazing time at this festival and many other festivals in Quebec province in Canada. This is fantastic, and to go home filled with joy, and maybe to be curious about their neighbors and about around them, and say, what's this Kurdish music? What's this Azerbaijani music? And if we can achieve that in one person, we did our small microscopic part on this planet. And yeah, we want really to share this joy, and in all these hard times of the planet is going through, at least we have amazing music, artists, styles of music, and Canada, Quebec, Sherbrooke, has a very rich cultures and styles of music, and people like you, young generation, who are curious to pass this on their radio station, we are very glad to share this with you too.
As we made our way to the exit, after many observations of cultural magic and joy, we took one last opportunity to speak to Jacqueline Bello. She is a local that has been to the festival many times. It turns out she is a Liberal Party candidate in Saint-François in the upcoming October 5th election, running against incumbent MNA Geneviève Hébert of the CAQ and Mia Frechette of the Québec Solidaire, as well as Sylvie Tanguay, running for the Parti Québécois Party. For longtime attendees like Jacqueline Bello, a former United Nations worker who settled in Quebec over two decades ago, the festival plays a vital role in community integration.
What brings you here today? Could you tell me a little about yourself?
So this is maybe my 25th time coming. I know it's one of the most popular festivals here in the region, and I've seen it change a lot over the years. I used to work for the United Nations, and I lived and worked in many different countries around the world before I came to Canada, where I settled with my husband in Quebec 22 years ago. So I am an immigrant myself, and I love having friends from all around the world. So the Festival des Traditions du Monde for me is a huge highlight every year. And I think it's made big inroads in terms of creating bridges between those who are born in Canada and those who come later on in their lives because they've chosen to settle here. They chose Quebec, and it's just a lot of fun. It's great.
So with the 25 years that you've been coming here, talking with the community, talking with people, festival goers coming here, what's the importance of holding this event? Why do you think it's so important coming together as a community, united with different backgrounds and cultures?
Yeah. Well, I actually have only been in Canada for 22 years. I've come here maybe 25 times over the past years. I think there's always a lot to gain from being able to put people from different backgrounds in touch with each other. Because many times when it comes to integration of immigrants, ignorance is the biggest enemy. Just people don't really have the chance to meet others from different countries, different cultures, different languages and backgrounds. So when you have activities like the Festival des Traditions du Monde, you've got music and you've got food. And there, I would add sports, but those are the three things I think that really bring people together. Mm-hmm. So you've got two of the three, and it doesn't matter where people are from. They're uniting around something that is mutually enjoyable. And I see all kinds of conversations taking place year after year, and discovery of ways people are dancing in one country or ways people are dressing in another. And there's just a lot of admiration, mm-hmm. and I think it's what we need in order to build bridges. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really a nice surprise to find the kiosk here with our community media. CJMQ is a big part of the English community in the Eastern Townships. Mm-hmm. I think it's an institution like The Record, like Bishops, like Champlain, that builds a kind of cohesion and a sense of belonging. So I really am a big fan of CJMQ. I also like CS Elix in French, and it's a good way to find out what's going on in the community, which is harder and harder to find in printed media.
Many thanks to the participants who made this news report possible. As the 29th edition wraps up, organizers are already looking ahead to the next year's milestone of its 30th anniversary. For CJMQ News in Sherbrooke and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Joshua Bullard.